if you enter the logic of the Hebrew Bible, the word for meat was the same as the word for flesh or the word for body, basar. So meat was alive. It was flesh. You know, in English as well, meat and flesh were interchangeable for a while. But imagine if you thought of what you're eating as, instead of meatloaf, it's a flesh loaf. It takes the reality. That's a living thing you're eating. Always be aware that what you're eating is a living thing, was once a living thing. Okay, you use the same word to describe your own flesh. So bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, when Adam says to Eve, is the same word, basar, that's used of the meat that you're eating. The flesh of this animal, it's all this living tissue, in a sense. You have to be very aware of it. Today, I don't think we have the religious implication as much, but think about the animal rights activists. Think about, what is the organization? PETA. I think there are a lot of people who are once refusing to eat meat for moral reasons. That's a modern rendition of it, isn't it, in some ways?
But the ancient Israelites, they wouldn't be not eating meat because they were on the side of the animals. It would probably be because it was expensive or because it was sacred, because God had made it, but not because they thought the animals
absolutely
were cute.
And practically speaking, it's expensive. Most people were poor. Most people had very little access to meat. Most people would be eating other things, you know, bread, onions, oil. That would have been the bulk of the diet. Very little meat in the average person's diet.